Maryland Primary Update. I'm Matt Coates. The polls are closing now across the state, and the first return should begin coming in soon. But there may not be a lot of concession speeches tonight, especially in local elections where a small number of votes can make a big difference. The MVA Board of Elections snafu has thrown a lot of uncertainty into those close races. With as many as 80,000 voters having to file provisional ballots, some candidates may want to wait until those votes are counted a week from now to concede a race. Adding to the uncertainty, it's unknown how many of those provisional voters will actually vote. Judlyn Lilly reports that elections officials say voting for Maryland's only open congressional seat has been steady but slow.
Over 200 voters had to cast provisional ballots because of a glitch at the DMV. Officials at the Washington County Board of Elections say those ballots will be counted without question because it was not the voters' mistake.
There are only two statewide races for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination and for the Senate seat now held by Democrat Ben Cardin. This is the Maryland News Network.